Hey, Daily Dosers, thanks for joining us again. I'm going to challenge you to do something you're already doing. I know this is going to be a little ironic. And you're like, Chris, how do you know what I'm doing? Because I'm going to challenge you to do stuff like watching and listening this. And by definition, you're watching and already listening to this. Let me just jump in and tell you what I mean. So maybe more than anything, may this be an encouragement to what you're doing and that you continue to do it more. Chapter 2, verse 1. Hebrews had just set aside chapter 1, what we hit yesterday, that Jesus is the very author and perfecter of our faith, of our salvation. He's the one that made and created all things, sustains all things, hold all things together. He's the very Son of God, the nature of God, the embodiment of God. Therefore, chapter 2, verse 1. We must pay more careful attention to what we have just heard being from Christ so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received its own punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This is all the author of Hebrews is saying. Man, if you paid close attention to the Old Testament law that was given to us, knowing by being disobedient there was punishment, how much more should we be paying special attention to the words that come from Jesus, because he's the Son of God? He trumps the Old Testament. And this is just the thought I wanted to leave you with today. How do you and I do a better job and more of getting God's word into our heart, into our mind, into our life, and following it? I think of when Moses passed away, Joshua as a young leader, God shows up and says, Joshua, here's what you get. Joshua's got to be excited. You gave Moses a stick that turned into a snake, and you gave Moses commandments, and you gave Moses, what do I get? And God goes, here's what you get. Be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. In other words, you're about to go down a journey that's going to make you feel weak and is going to terrify you. Oh, but here's all you need to do. Keep this book of the law in your heart, in your mouth, in your life. Meditate on it day and night. Don't depart from it. Don't turn to the left or the right. Be careful to do everything in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Well, don't I get any cool gimmicks? I mean, Moses came with all kinds of accessories. He goes, no, but now you have the word. I don't need to give you accessories. Keep the word in your life. That's why I gave it to you. So you don't need any extra accessories. It reminds me, if you turn to Psalm 119 or just listen to it, longest chapter in the entire Bible, but 119:9 says, how can a young person keep their way pure? By living according to your word. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. How are we going to keep our way safe and pure and right? By living according to your word. Well, how do we live according to his word? Well, we better be putting it in our heart. We better be putting it in our life. Verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. When I was living life outside of your word, man, I went astray and it brought afflictions to me. You are good and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts, your laws, with all my heart. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your laws. When I wasn't following your way, I was broken. I came to brokenness. Man, what a life. Brokenness led me to your word. Now I put your word in my life, in my heart. Maybe the most famous part of Psalms 119 says this. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have taken an oath. I've confirmed it. I will follow your righteous laws. Isn't that good? Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Isn't that a little redundant? Is that just poetry? No, they're two very different things. Think of a world without electricity, without light. Think of trying to travel at night. Your word is a lamp to my what? Feet. Why do you need light right there? Because this is what you're currently tripping over. This is what you're currently going to struggle with. This is what you're currently going to get snagged on or fall into or what might bite you. But you can't just go through life looking down here, can you? What else do you need? I need a light to my path. See, your word helps me. What today am I struggling with? What today am I tripping over? What today might trip me up? What today is my struggles? This is what your word does. But your word also does this. And God, this is who I am and where I'm going and where my promises and what I'm following. The author of Hebrews, first chapter. Do you have a clue of the Jesus that's with you? Second chapter, if you did, and you thought obeying the Old Testament, you know, came with punishments and blessings, how much more should we be putting the law of God, the words of Christ, in our heart? This is where we get life. This is where we get our purpose. This is where we get our needs met. This is where I get my afflictions healed. This is where I get my struggles and wisdom for them. And this is where I get my direction. Like I said, congratulations. If you stayed with me for these 5 minutes, you're already doing it. But may you and I continue to find places where we are putting God's word in our heart and in our life so our feet may follow. I'll see you tomorrow.